Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Couple of them come up here and contribute, no doubt about it. Our buddy Mike Exceso over there at CBSSports.com gave him an F.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's not because of the trade. Just like, you're getting F because you're in a position that you're selling instead of being buyers in a year which you were supposed to level up. And they were one of the favorites to get to the World Series by the odds makers coming into the season. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com later in the show. Orioles and Cubs coming up at 2:20. I do have Chicago's lineup, which I will share. You want it now?
Go for it.
Let's do it. Horner's at second base. Tucker right field, Suzuki DH, Kelly behind the dish, Carl Armstrong center field, Swanson shortstop, Hap left field, Bush first base, former Terp Matt Shaw third base in support of Cade Horton, right-handed pitcher who is 4-3 with a 367, and for the Orioles, Trevor Rogers on the hill, 4-1 with a 149. He's been brilliant. No lineup as of yet. We shall share as soon as we get it, which I'm assuming, Nolan, will be before we get off the air at 2 o'clock. But, Nolan, any thoughts for the people before we start riveting with Ryan here?
Yeah, look, I mean, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth earlier when talking about this trade deadline being step one. And that's exactly how I viewed it. It was a daunting, well, not really daunting, it was a tall task for them. Mike Elias in particular, it was very important for him to get some good pieces back in return at this deadline to set himself up for what he has to do next. But what's coming next is what's going to be most important, the offseason moves that are still to come. Now, I'll be honest with you, before they made that trade of O'Hearn and Laureano going to the Padres, I was thinking that my overall take on the trade deadline for the Orioles was going to be fine, average, okay, enough, you know, just doing the bare minimum. Because let's be honest, while we do like some of the individual returns, getting the draft pick for Brian Baker, the guy they got for Soto seems to be all right. But other than that, there was nothing really great or nothing that really excited me. And that was until they did business with San Diego. And first of all, I think the decision to package O'Hearn and Laureano, two of your most valuable assets together, good idea. And the fact that the Padres were willing to listen and bite sent me over the moon. The Padres are overpaying galore at this trade deadline, at trade deadlines in the past. So I think that the haul they got here, what, the number 4 overall prospect in their system, number 6, number 12, would you have gotten a similar return from another team? I'm not so sure. So to me, the Padres deal alone saved their deadline and now has me at a point where at least I'm a little more comfortable with what's coming next. The jury for me is still very much out on Elias. He is working for his job as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not really convinced that he's going to be able to do it. But as far as step one, it was a success as far as I'm concerned.
And for San Diego, and we were talking off the air, look, they're in it to win it.
Right.
And if we have to sacrifice all of these, they literally drafted all of the players last year. And the Orioles got a nice haul. Who knows what this will all turn out to be. I'm guessing some of these players will be packaged in deals in the offseason. And we're going to hear from Mike Elias coming up in the next couple of hours. We met with the media, I think. But San Diego, hey, Ramon Laureano, starting left fielder. Ryan O'Hearn, left-handed DH, probably takes that bat from Gavin Sheets. Another one of Ryan Ripken's buddies, by the way. But, I mean, he gets in, plug and play. Laureano signed through next year, expiring contract for O'Hearn. They kept Cease. They kept Suarez. They added Miller. They added Sears. I mean, the Padres are like, hey, look, we've been to the NLCS. We've had playoff success, but we can't get over the hump. Let's do it. Dodgers are vulnerable. There's no real monster team, with all due respect to the Brewers, Mets, and Phillies, et cetera, et cetera. If you're San Diego, do your thing. No doubt about it.
See, I think, Nolan, the mistake that Elias made last year at trade deadline, he thought that, you know, we're going to be here for a while. You know, this is not the only year where when you're playing well, and you got to, like the Bob just said about the Padres, they're going for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that's what you got to do. If you're playing good, screw next year or the following year. We don't know. Like, we didn't know Rodriguez is going to be, all these guys are going to get hurt. You just have one of those kind of years. When you're having that great year and you got a chance, you got to go.
Yeah, we bring in Slater now with the Yankees and Eloy Jimenez. Look, Trevor Rogers pitching last year like he is this year. Who knows how the Orioles season turns out. But Dominguez and Soto were brought in because Batista couldn't pitch and Kimbrel failed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they had mixed results
right
in 24.
And as far as those players coming back, or at least the ones from San Diego that have pretty high prospect rankings, that's really all we're going off of here. You know, I'm not stupid enough to sit here and try to pretend like I know everything about these guys. But what catches my eye when I'm looking at prospects coming back, because I don't have any actual tape or baseball insight to go off of, I'm looking at names here, and I'm seeing some real all-time baseball names here. Boston Bateman, that's a baseball player. Cobb Hightower.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Tyson Nabors. Brandon Butterworth. These are like straight out of a made-up video game.
It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about the trades. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ribbon in with Ryan. Vinny, have a great weekend.
Oh, you guys too. I'll see you Monday at practice.
Well, one winning drive. Somebody better let Scott know about that one. And then, Nolan, you hang tight. We're coming in. Get on in here. Orioles Cubs coming up at 220. We'll give you that lineup as soon as we get it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.